We are going to go ahead and call the Tuesday, August 21st Rules Committee meeting to order. And Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Monning.
Here.
Monning here. Roth.
Here.
Roth here. Wilk.
Present.
Wilk here. Canella.
Here.
Canella here. Atkins.
Here.
Atkins here.
I would love to entertain a motion on item 2, reference of bills to committees.
So moved.
Thank you, Madam Secretary.
Senators Monning.
Aye.
Monning, aye. Roth.
Aye.
Roth, aye. Wilk.
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Canella.
Aye.
Canella, aye. Atkins.
Aye.
Atkins, aye.
For the public's benefit, we had an item C and D under governor's appointees on the agenda for today. In the interest of time and additional need for members to have interviews, we are moving item C and D to this Friday, August 24th, just for the public's benefit. So the Workers' Compensation Appeals Board appointees will be scheduled for this Friday, the 24th, as part of that Rules Committee meeting. Having said that, we will go ahead now and take up item A. Mr. Kilgore, if you want, do we already have yes set up? Please come on forward. Thank you. And this is Director for the Department of Child Support Services. And I would ask you to make your opening comments, introduce anybody you want that might be with you, and then we'll get right into the rules discussion.
Thank you, Madam Chair, committee members. Unfortunately, my wife and kids are in school and running things around, so they were not able to join us today. But I am honored to appear before you today in consideration for my appointment as Director for the Department of Child Support Services. I want to thank the governor, first and foremost, for the opportunity of being considered for this position. I'm deeply grateful for the opportunity to serve in this capacity as the child support plays a critical role in the economic stability of the families of California that we serve. Making a difference in the child support has been a long-standing commitment for me. In contemplating serving for this capacity, I reflect on my past experience and how that prepared me for today being here in front of you. I've worked for three of the largest local child support agencies, Los Angeles being the second largest in the nation. And for the past 3 years, I've been the director of the Riverside County Department of Child Support Services. I have learned that providing services from a more family-centered, tailored, and reasonable approach has a greater potential to reach more families, improve the consistency of child support payments, and help the fragmented families sustain meaningful connections with their children. I'm here to serve and to work collaboratively with the legislature, local county child support agencies, and stakeholder groups to maximize the program, provide a flexible, self-centered program that meets the needs of the families today. So in closing, I sincerely thank you for this consideration, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Let me start with the senator from Riverside, Senator Roth.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Kilgore, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service here in Riverside County as well. What do you think the most significant challenge is that you face as the director?
I think there are three that we're really tackling right now. One is that relationship between the state and the Department of Child Support Services and making sure that we're working collaboratively together. The groundwork gets handled at the local level, and they depend on the state for resources and policy, and the computer system is statewide, so we make sure that we maintain that at the state level. The computer system is the second major issue that I feel like we need to cover. We need to be able to bring that into the modern day and make sure that it's on platforms that we're able to sustain and keep going long term. And then the third piece about that is really making sure that our program is operating the way that we want it to. We came out from the DA's office in 2000, and we came into the Health and Human Services approach. And we really wanted to make sure that our program was catering to the families and supporting them the way that we want. And we have been moving in that direction, but I don't think we've caught up with all of our policies and procedures and laws that go along with that. So we really need to bring those in line with the way that we want the program to perform in the future.
Well, with respect to IT and your computer system, where are you with respect to upgrades?
I think we have a couple big items that are out there. One is this discussion about moving to more cloud platforms that enable us to bring in auxiliary services and kind of attach them. An example of that would be texting. Right now, we don't do hardly any texting in the program, and that's one of the main ways that people want us to engage with them along the lines. We can't really do that very well right now. We need to get our platform into a situation where that's working. So we're right in the middle of that conversion to a cloud-type platform.
What's your completion date?
Well, we are still trying to figure exactly where that's at. My IT folks are telling me 18 months, and I'm telling them sooner than that, and so we will probably meet in the middle, I'm guessing, in about a year.
Well, I hope you have a successful program. We don't see too many of those in the state so far, so I'm counting on you to, I'm counting on you to be the first, if not one of the first. One of the issues that I noted in the material, the background material that we were provided, had to do with the cost effectiveness of programs. Mm-hmm. And some statistics appear to suggest that we are not doing very well in the cost effectiveness category, although I did note that Riverside is one of the highest, if not the highest, cost effective part of the program mm-hmm. in the state. Can you speak to that a bit?
Sure. Cost effectiveness has traditionally been one of the most challenging parts of the child support program. There are a few things that weigh against us. We're a judicially based program in California. Some other states are administrative. Another is that folks come and apply for our services. It's an opt-in kind of situation instead of an opt-out. If you text in something like that, everybody's in it whether you want to be or not, unless you choose to opt out. So we're not capturing all of the amount of payments that go towards child support like some other states. We're also a state-administered, locally-operated program, and there's some additional overhead that goes along with those kind of two structures instead of being an all-state-run type program. But that's the denominator side of the equation, the expenses side. I think our opportunities are really on the collections side of the house. We've done well in improving collections over time, but I think there's a lot more room to go. We do not reach the population base that we could be, and I think there are many constituents out there that need our services that we have not reached out to. So we're trying to build up that aspect of our program.
What accounts for the fairly significant disparity between counties? I mean, for example, our material indicates that Del Norte? At $1.61 versus Riverside at $4.66.
So some of that goes back to actually how those counties are funded in the first place. You can either be a great collector or you could be a severely underfunded county, and both of those could equate to a high cost effectiveness rating. And so some of that disparity in cost across counties is one of the big challenges that we have to work through, getting everybody on an equal playing field, making sure that they have the same resources to try and deliver those collections. And so that's where you see a lot of that disparity. The collections side of the house seems to be pretty consistent, although it is to a certain amount demographic-based, and depending on whether caseloads are going up or down.
Well, do you have a plan, or are you developing a plan to bring some equality to that?
We are. Equation? During the last legislative budget cycle, the local child support agencies were attempting to make some of those changes and adjustments and bring things forward. It didn't get all the way through, but there was trailer bill language that directed the Child Support Directors Association and the state to work collaboratively to come up with a structured approach to what the adequate funding should be for all the local child support agencies and make sure that we're bringing parity to the county. So that's an effort that we're supposed to come back to the legislature in March on and report on our progress.
Well, I think I speak for my colleagues in saying we look forward to working with you on that issue and
Absolutely.
The rest of the issues you've identified. Again, congratulations. I look forward to moving your confirmation. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Senator Roth. Mr. Vice Chairman?
No questions.
Thank you. Mr. Monning.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have no questions at this time. I just wanted to comment. Had a very good opportunity to meet with Mr. Kilgore. I was just very impressed with his past service and his knowledge of the entire system and some innovative ideas to move forward. So I'll be supporting the governor's nomination and want to thank you for your service.
Thank you very much. Mr. Wilk.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't have any questions either. I think the general did a very comprehensive job asking those questions, and I hope you can bring these efficiencies to Sacramento as you did in your others. The governor's got a lot of appointments coming for us this week. Most of those I'm going to be abstaining on because they have not been in those positions long enough for me to make a fair assessment in my role. But based upon everything that you've done, you bring a lot to the table, so I will be supporting you today and on the floor.
Thank you, Senator Wilk.
Thank you very much, Senator Wilk. We're going to go to members of the public. Do we have people here today in support? If so, please come up to the microphone and, in the interest of time, your name, who you're representing, and brief comment.
Kelly Brooks. I'm here on behalf of the Riverside County Board of Supervisors. We're in support of Mr. Kilgore's appointment. We think it's really important that someone serving as director of the Department of Child Support should have an in-depth understanding of how a state-county partnership program works. Certainly, given his breadth of experience in multiple counties, he fits the bill. I had the opportunity to work with him personally this last year and found him to be earnest and forthright and full of integrity. And so on behalf of Riverside, we would urge your support. Thank you.
Thank you.
Justin Garrett, the California State Association of Counties, also in support of his confirmation. Mr. Kilgore has extensive experience working with county child support programs, a deep understanding of the benefits that these programs provide to California families, and I've also had the chance to observe his contributions to statewide policy discussions, and so we're in support of his appointment.
Thank you very much.
Don Simone, current president of the Child Support Directors Association here in California. I'm also the director of El Dorado County Child Support. We, too, are in support of this appointment and confirmation. I personally have worked with David for years as a peer. He has been on our association's board as vice president recently, and I've also now had the chance to work with him in his current role in the last couple months. You could not confirm a better candidate, so we support this. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good morning. Janet Notley, director of child support in Napa County. And I support David for the position of director of DCSS. I also have worked with David for many years, going back to Los Angeles times, and we could not ask for a better person to be put in this position. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Let me ask if there's anyone in the audience today, members of the public, to speak in opposition. Okay. Thank you very much, Senator Roth. Call the roll.
Senators Monning.
Aye.
Monning, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Cannella?
Aye.
Cannella, aye. Atkins?
Aye.
Atkins, aye.
Congratulations, and thank you so much. Okay, let me ask Gareth Lacey, Commissioner for Gambling Control Commission, to come forward. Welcome.
Thank you.
I will offer you the same opportunity to make opening comments, introduce anyone that might be here with you today, and then we'll get right into it.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Madam Chair and members. My wife, Erin Dubois Lacey, is here today, and our children, Beatrix and Wyatt, are taking a nap, so they're with us in spirit, and I appreciate her support being here. We exchanged our vows in this building, so this is a special place for me, and it's, I appreciate her coming out here to support me today.
Thank you.
I also want to say quickly thank you to the governor for appointing me and to the members who met with me before this. Thank you for taking the time. The mission of the Gambling Control Commission is to ensure the honesty and integrity and transparency of gaming in California through fair decisions that we issue through the commission and through positive relationships that we build with the industry that we regulate. So my goal is to carry out that mission for the benefit of this industry and for the public benefit, because the regulation of gambling protects the public. It ensures the integrity of the industry itself, which cannot thrive without regulation because there would be no public confidence in the gaming system. So what we do through our regulatory process is important. This industry creates thousands of jobs and supports local revenues throughout the state. And so the work that we do is important, and I appreciate this opportunity to meet with you today to discuss the role in the commission and any ways that I can be of further assistance.
Thank you very much. Senator Monning, I'm going to start with you this
round. Thank you, Madam Chair. And I also want to offer my congratulations and thank you for your service to the state of California to date and now for your work with the commission. We also had a good conversation. I thought I don't have a lot of questions, but I think maybe for the public record and other members of the Rules Committee, we talked a little bit about the possible advent of sports betting and just your thoughts on, is California equipped to deal with that? What's the path to the commission being able to provide oversight if California becomes a sports betting state?
Thank you, Senator Monning. This is definitely something that the commission is taking a close look at. We're watching what other states are doing. Delaware and Missouri, Nevada, as you know, already allow sports betting. New Jersey recently authorized that as well. It's it's early. I think what we need to do is look at the questions about where this activity could occur. Is it going to be in the existing licensed facilities, or would it be expanded beyond that? Would it be something where the players can play only at the licensed casino or facility, or could they roam throughout the state as it is in Nevada? And if so, how would we ensure that children are not playing, people that have excluded themselves from gambling for problem gambling don't participate? These are important questions. It's going to require quite a bit of work to get there, and this commission stands ready to assist the legislature in any way that you might need to make these decisions and deciding whether to authorize that type of gaming in the state.
Thank you. And a final question for me. We also had a chance to talk a little bit when they're in card rooms in particular. There have been actions that have found money laundering or not reporting, appropriately reporting in certain actions, as I've read in the materials, usually in the form of fines or penalties. How does the commission confirm or monitor where there has been a past penalty or action? What determines whether that license continues or that it's not handed off to a relative, and the risk of further illegal activity continuing?
Thank you, Senator. The Bureau of Gambling Control, the law enforcement agency that we work with in our bifurcated regulatory system, conducts the background checks that then come to the commission, and they investigate the litigation history of the applicant, employment records, financial transactions. All of that then comes to us in a report that we have access to in making a decision on licensure or suitability. And so if there were some activity, violation of an anti-money laundering Title 31 requirement, that would be a federal violation. That information is something that law enforcement would provide to us, and we'd have that at our disposal in making a decision. It could be perhaps just a situation where the applicant did not comply with the internal minimum controls or the reporting requirements, or there could be a substantive violation itself. But whatever those facts may be, we'd have access to that in making our decision.
And that's, you are then provided with that investigative material that might distinguish between a technical violation versus a more substantive, intentional use of the license to engage in illegal activity.
What I've seen from law enforcement is that we have a very exhaustive record to work from, useful information that we can use to make a decision and to make sure that the person applying for a license or the organization is of good character and is displaying honesty and integrity. And that's our charge. So I do believe we have that information.
Well, thank you very much. And thank you, Madam Chair. And similarly with this candidate, I found him to be highly versed and knowledgeable and up for the task. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Senator Wilk.
No questions.
Mr. Roth.
Just, Mr. Lacey, congratulations. Look forward to supporting your confirmation, and I have no questions either, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Mr. Vice Chairman.
No questions.
Okay. I will comment. You seem to have quite a grasp and handle on the issues that you're going to be facing with the Gaming Control Commission, so I commend you, obviously, the oversight and ability to understand the issues that that we face as legislators as we look at any of these issues. I appreciate the questions on sports wagering because we've dealt with that in the legislature. So I congratulate you as well, and we will see if we have members of the public who have comments or thoughts. I would ask if there's anyone here who wishes to speak in support of Mr. Lacey, please come forward. Okay. Anyone in opposition? Okay. I'm happy to entertain a motion.
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. Call the roll.
Senators Monning.
Aye.
Monning, aye. Roth.
Aye.
Roth, aye. Wilk. Canella.
Aye.
Canella, aye. Atkins.
Aye.
Atkins, aye.
4-0. You are confirmed. Congratulations, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay, I think you. Our work is done today. We can return to the floor. I'm adjourning the meeting of August 21st. Thank you.